Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the ABB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the ABB, written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the ABB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Hello and welcome again to Lawmaster Law of God broadcast. This is the God of Israel, and I want to thank Mr. Wells for that introduction. The title of this episode is The AVB, Authorized Version Bible, Refuses to Forget Iniquity. And we're going to look back at that iniquity that has proceeded from the papacy. We're going to take a look at it again, and we'll see what happens. All right. There's a statement in Daniel 12:7, that says, it's at the end of the verse, Daniel 12:7. All these things shall be finished. What things? All what things shall be finished? We'll take a look at that now. All right? In Revelation 10:7. Revelation 10:7. We find these words, the mystery of God should be finished. All these things shall be finished. One of the things to be finished, and it is finished, is the mystery of God. The word finished there means completed, ended. The mystery of God no longer exists. God is known. The God of Israel has made himself known on this program, Law Master, Law of God, broadcast. The God of Israel has made himself known. He has revealed himself. He has done that which he was directed to do in Psalm 94. In Psalm 94, verse 1, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. I have been directed to show myself, make myself known, reveal myself. I have obeyed that commandment. I have made myself known. John 7:4. O Lord God, show thyself. John 7:4 says this, for there is no man. We can stop right there right now. There is no man. The word is there means exists, to be. I am. No man exists. There is no man. I have said time and time again that no man in the Authorized Version Bible, a.k.a. King James Version, is a what I call a nickname for God in the Bible. The statement says there is no man. That is tantamount to saying there is God. God is, God exists. Let's take a look at this little statement over here in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 6. It says this in the midst of the verse, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is. God is. God exists. God is alive. That the scripture declares to all today, the Lord God liveth. God is. He exists. He lives in me. Back to John 7:4. There is no man. But it doesn't stop there about God. It says that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. The statement, he himself seeketh to be known openly. Yes, the scripture has declared to no man. The scripture has declared to God, the God of Israel, show thyself. And he seeks now to be known openly. Then the scripture goes on to say, John 7:4, if you do these things, show thyself to the world. So there again, just as in Psalm 94:1, I am instructed to show myself, reveal myself. And I have done that. I have done that which is stated in Psalm 4:1. Mark that statement, show thyself in Psalm 4:1. As fulfilled, mark the statement here in John 7:4 that speaks about no man, God, that is seeking to be known openly, and the commandment, show thyself to the world. Mark that statement as fulfilled. I have shown myself to the world. The world has access to Lawmaster's archives. In those archives, I have shown myself. I have revealed myself. So make sure you have those two statements, Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4, marked as fulfilled. Isn't that something? Fulfilling scripture. Fulfilling scripture. And it's nothing like what they show on TV. They, the Gentiles, show on TV about when God comes or when the one comes that the Bible says will come. It's nothing like what they show. It's altogether different. But here, coming from me, is altogether right and is altogether good. I obey Scripture. O Lord God, show thyself to the world. I obey Scripture. Just as you should obey Scripture. Okay? So, all these things shall be finished. One thing that is finished, the mystery of God is finished, as demanded in Revelation 10:7. Psalm 94:1, that commands God to show himself, is completed, finished. And John 7, verse 4, completed, finished. Those things are done. All these things shall be finished. Well, that's not all. Let's not stop there. Revelation 11:15. Revelation 11:15 says, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. Stop right there at the comma. Mark that as fulfilled. Mark it as fulfilled. The kingdoms of this world have already been given to me from the pages of Scripture. Okay? Mark that statement as fulfilled. There is nothing to take place in order for me to get or receive the kingdoms, the Gentile kingdoms. There is nothing else to happen other than those who are in the position of king, queen, princess, they are to remove themselves from the estates, and because they no longer have power to rule, to reign, to be. All power is given to God. Just as this statement says, the kingdoms of our Lord, I mean, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. Let's take a look at 1 Chronicles 29. The Word of God has something to say there relating to the text at hand. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10. And the word blessed here, I will take to mean happy. Happy, blessed. The scripture says, to God, it says, to the Lord God of Israel, it says, to me, and I want to be perfectly clear in this. The scripture says to me, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. The scripture talking to me, the word of God talking to me. Let me read that again. It says to me, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father. Who is the our? As in our Father. The our speaks of all Gentiles. All Gentiles. Okay? I'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Welch, if you will, can you run that announcement about the will of God?
Listen up. You're tuned in to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by His Majesty Tommy Hart, here to present the upcoming broadcast, The Reading of the Will of God, to be announced by Mr. Hart at the appointed time. But you must tune in to get the details. Don't miss this monumental broadcast, The Reading of the Will of God. Coming soon, The Reading of the Will of God. Drop everything and run to the nearest computer. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Hey, hear this. Tune in to the Lawmaster's upcoming broadcast, where God will announce The Reading of the Will of God. You don't want to miss this extremely important message. You're listening to The Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. And we don't want you to forget that date. We don't want you to forget the reading of the will of God that will take place, and the time for that the God of Israel will announce at a later date. But be looking forward to it, the reading of the will of God. All these things shall be finished. This is an amazing thing. Scripture being fulfilled in a real way, Scripture being fulfilled in our day and time. This is amazing. The Lord God of Israel has appeared on the earth. Let me say that again. This is amazing. The Lord God of Israel has appeared on the earth and is seeking to make himself known, just as it is recorded in John 7, verse 4. It's amazing, really amazing. And the question is, what are you doing? What are you doing in light of this marvelous information? What are you doing? Whose side are you on? You on one side or the other? You on the enemy's side, or are you on the Lord God of Israel's side? You on the side of Scripture, or you are on the side of error? You are on the side of Scripture, or you are on the side of error? Which side Are you on? Really amazing. It's amazing to me. The things taking place, the scriptures being fulfilled, it's amazing to me, the God of Israel. Now, I want to step aside from the outline momentarily and show a scripture that says this. It's in John, and I believe it's in John 9. I'll try to locate it. All right, here it is, John chapter 9, verse 30. I don't see how anyone can turn away from the truth of Scripture, the truth of Bible content. John 9, 30. Why, herein is a marvelous thing. Herein is a marvelous thing. The word herein means in this place, in this place. In this world, a marvelous thing has occurred. Scripture is being fulfilled. The God of Israel has heard what they said to him. The authors of scriptures have said to him in 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 11. Let me read that again. 1 Chronicles 29, 10. I might read through 12. Okay, but starting at the 10th verse, right past the midst of the verse, or the middle of the verse, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father. Herein is a marvelous thing. Scripture, the object of Scripture, the object of this statement I am reading, is reading the statement here on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. That's amazing. That's a marvelous thing, Scripture says. It's a marvelous thing. One, the appearance of the Lord God of Israel on earth. Two, the making known of the Lord of himself on earth. Three, this scripture, this object, is reading it right now, today. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Happy be thou. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. I am reading what Scripture is saying to me. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Remember the statement in Revelation, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God, our Lord. Remember that? I read just a few minutes ago. Thine, O Lord, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. It's already happened. I am already exalted. I am seeking to make these things clear to you. Clear to you. God's exaltation is not a future event. God has already been exalted from the pages of Scripture, the God of Israel. And they call him that in this statement. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel. But they don't stop there, our Father, forever and ever. Okay? And thou art exalted as head above all. You are included in that all. All Gentiles are included in that all. Black people, if you are in the kingdom of God, you are included in that all. Okay, and I have said what the kingdom of God is on prior broadcasts. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. Notice scripture does not say to God, and you will reign over all. It says, right now, thou reignest over all. Thou art exalted as head above all. Who is God? Who is the God of Israel? He is the Father in this statement. He is the exalted one in this statement. And he is the one who reigns over all right now, today. Herein is a marvelous thing. Look up the word marvelous. See what it means. Marvelous thing. Let me move on. This is good, as I said before. The prophecies being fulfilled right now, today. And you are seeing it. You are hearing of it. What are you doing? What will you do about it? What are you doing right now? Are you listening attentively? Or are you busy doing other things while the word, while God is speaking? There's a statement in the Bible that says, be still. Be still. Be quiet. The Lord God is speaking. Okay? I said that. The Lord God is speaking. Okay? All right. Herein is a marvelous thing. Let me move on. What am I speaking about? I'm speaking from the statement in Daniel 12:7 that says, all these things shall be finished. Okay, now. Revelation 11, verse 17. Revelation 11, verse 17. Look at what they say to me. You saw what they said to me in 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 12. Now look what they say to me. The God of Israel in Revelation 11. In verse 15, they said, about me, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. Now, keep in mind, they call me Lord in the statement, 1 Chronicles 29, in verse 10. They said, blessed be thou, Lord, God of Israel, our Father. And that Lord there is in 1 Chronicles here, the statement is written using all capital letters. The Lord here in Revelation 11 is written with the first letter capitalized. It's the same Lord. It's the one and same Lord. It's the one and same new Lord. All right? Revelation 11:17. They say to me, the Lord God of Israel, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty. Did you get that? In 1 Chronicles 29:10, they said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father. Now here in Revelation 11:17, they say to me, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty. So now you know who the Lord God Almighty is. You also know who the Lord God of Israel, our Father, is. He is talking now on this program. You are hearing the voice of the Lord God Almighty. Herein is a marvelous thing. That's a marvelous thing, people. That's a marvelous thing. I'm reading marvelous things. We give thanks. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art which exists now, which is now. Okay? The Lord God Almighty is not to come. He is here already. If you're reading the statement and you're reading ahead of me, okay? I am the one who was to come, but now I have come. I am. I exist. I am here. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art. Because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Remember in 1 Chronicles 29, in verse 12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. Present tense there in the 1 Chronicles 29, 12 statement is written in the past statement, past tense here in the Revelation 11, 17 statement, and has reigned. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty. So, God is thanked from the pages of Scripture. Who is the we? The we? The Gentiles. The Bible speaks for the Gentiles. It speaks on behalf of the Gentiles. Look at what it says in verse 15. Just back up a couple of verses. Revelation 11, 15. I didn't read everything there. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and he shall reign forever and ever. I do not argue with Scripture. I take Scripture for what it says. And if I don't read anything, that is a deliberate act. Okay? If you say, well, it goes on in the verse and it says this, but he didn't read that. I did not intend to read it. You take what I read, okay? You take what I give you. For what I give you is truth, okay? And he shall reign forever and ever. In 1 Chronicles 29:12, it says, thou reignest over all. How long shall the Lord God of Israel reign? As Scripture says here in Revelation 11:15, he shall reign forever and ever. And they give me thanks in verse 17. And they say that it's because I have taken to me my great power and have reigned. Herein is a marvelous thing. Herein is a marvelous thing. The mystery of God shall be finished. That's Revelation. I read it first, Revelation 10:7. That's a marvelous thing. The mystery of God should be finished, and it is. And if I didn't say it, put this beside it. It is done. The mystery of God is a done deal. The mystery of God no longer exists. God has made himself known. God has come forth and revealed himself on this program, Law Master, Law of God broadcast. Herein is a marvelous thing. Look up the word marvelous now. See what it means. Okay. Revelation 11:2. You're dealing quite a bit with Revelation chapter 11. Revelation 11:2. Little simple statement. In the midst of the verse, it is given to the Gentiles. What is given to the Gentiles? Judgment has been given to the Gentiles. From this program, from this Law Master's Law of God broadcast, judgment has been given to the Gentiles. I'll be right back after these. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
I'm still here, but I was waiting on the announcement for the that speaks of the will of God.
Listen up. You're tuned in to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by His Majesty Tommy Hart, here to present the upcoming broadcast, The Reading of the Will of God, to be announced by Mr. Hart at the appointed time. But you must tune in to get the details. Don't miss this monumental broadcast, The Reading of the Will of God. Coming soon, The Reading of the Will of God. Drop everything and run to the nearest computer. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Hey, hear this. Tune in to The Lawmaster's upcoming broadcast, where God will announce The Reading of the Will of God. You don't want to miss this extremely important message. You're listening to The Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio.
That will definitely be another marvelous thing, the reading of the will of God. Stay tuned for it. Listen for the date. Listen for that announcement of the date, the set time for the reading of the will of God. Another marvelous thing. I see you here speaking about marvelous things today. Didn't have that on my outline as such, but that's what we are doing. Scripture taking place, and you are a part of it because you are listening to this program. You are a part of it. What will you do? What are you doing about it? You are responsible. Don't forget that. You are responsible for what you hear. You are responsible. Okay? Moving on. Marvelous things. The judgment was the last thing. Yeah. Revelation 11, verse 2. It is given to the Gentiles to hear the judgment given upon the Gentiles. Look in the archives in the title for judgment. The word judgment is more than one program, I'm sure. And hear those episodes. It has been given. judgment has been pronounced against the Gentiles or upon the Gentiles. Okay? And I'll speak about the reason for judgment. You check those archives out and you'll get the reason. I'll speak about the reasons today. Okay? Judgment has been given to the Gentiles. Deuteronomy 32:3. Herein is a marvelous thing. Deuteronomy 32:3. Are you telling people about this? That the God of Israel is here on the earth. He said so himself. And you can look for the signs of God now. That's also among the episodes, the signs of God. How will you know when God comes? There are signs. Look among the archives, Lawmaster's archives, look for the word signs, S-I-G-N-S, signs. All right? And you'll see the signs, how you'll be able to know that God is here. For the scripture has already declared to the world, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. That's a marvelous thing, people. The God that the Bible talks about. Not the one that you've been taught about if you're black people, but the one the Bible talks about and the one the Bible gives clear signs of and speaks expressly of, clearly, unmistakably. The signs are unmistakable, okay? The signs cannot lie. Check out the archives. Check out the episodes dealing with the signs. They are indisputable. They cannot lie. They are unmistakable. The signs are incapable of error, people. They are incapable of error. Okay? How do I know that I'm God? Because the Bible tells me so. Okay? I do the work that has been set aside for only God. And he who does the work of God, the scripture declares, is God. The Bible says about me, he doeth the work of the Lord. He performs the work that has been set aside for the Lord only. I do it. But the signs, again, are unmistakable. They are incapable of error. Isn't that something? Marvelous things, people, are taking place today. Marvelous things that have to do with the Lord God of Israel and that have to do with Bible scriptures, with the Bible, with the crucial matter of Bible content. Marvelous things are taking place. Each of these things that I speak about and have spoken about this morning thus far is a marvelous thing. Each one is a marvelous thing. You will not be able to say, I did not tell you. You will not be able to say, God didn't tell us. Okay? Black people, God is telling you, and he's showing you. What are you doing? Are you throwing these things aside? Are you passing over them? What are you doing with the things you hear from this broadcast? You are responsible. Don't wait on the next individual. Do the right thing. Support the Lord God of Israel. Communicate with the Lord God of Israel. Do the right thing. Just as I'm sure the Gentiles will do the right thing, that they will carry out the judgment, the sentence of judgment. They will do the right thing. They will do the things they are supposed to do. that come from Scripture and that come from the mouth of God. Do the right thing, black people. Do the right thing. The right thing is not religion. Religion is the thing of error. The word of God and following the word of God is the right thing. Following God is the right thing. Let me make that clear. To follow the God of Israel is the right thing to do. The Bible says, be ye followers of God. Now, follower here does not mean just somebody who listens secretly, okay? It means someone who's involved. Someone who is involved. Be ye followers of God means get involved with God. That's what that means. Be ye followers of God. Get involved with God. Okay? We're not stupid. We know what words mean. Okay? All right. Here's a statement here in Deuteronomy 32, 20. Not on my outline, but I'll read it anyway. Deuteronomy 32, 20. I will see what their end shall be. Now, at first I thought it said I will see what the end will be. I'm reading ends right now. End, what is expected. That's what that word means. Okay. See what the end shall be. End, what is expected. All right. I've been reading expected things. It is expected of God that he reveals himself. It is expected that the mystery of God be finished, solved, completed. Okay? All right? Those are expectations, and those things have been done by the Lord God of Israel. They have been done by me. Okay. What's the statement here in Deuteronomy? Deuteronomy 32, verse 3 says this, I will publish the name of the Lord. Yes, I will publish the name of the Lord. That is a thing that's already done. All right? Let me go to 1 Kings 17. That's not it. Okay, I wanted to show the publication of the name of God. Let's see if it's back to you. I don't have that written on my outline here in front of me, but I have read it. And it's probably in the writings on one of the programs, one of the episodes here in my archives. Okay, but anyway, I will publish the name of the Lord. The statement of publication says this. The Lord of hosts is the Lord God of Israel. That's the publicated name for God. It is publicated name of God. It is the published name of God, Israel. The Lord of hosts, that's the proclamation in the Bible that it says, the Lord of hosts is the Lord God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the Lord God having the designation of Israel. That's another marvelous thing, isn't it? The publication of the secret name of God. It was secret, now it's known. God was secret. But now he seeks to make himself known. Okay? But mark this scripture right here as fulfilled. I will publish the name of the Lord, Deuteronomy 32, 3. All right? All right? It is a thing that is finished. God's name is published in the Authorized Version Bible. And God's name is declared here on Lawmaster's Law of God broadcasts. Marvelous things are happening and taking place. Revelation 13, 7. Revelation 13, 7 says, power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Underline that. It says power was. It did not say power shall be. Power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Stop by Psalm, go back to Psalm 62. Psalm 62:11 says this: power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. Power, revelation, power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Okay, power belongs to God. Go back to 29th chapter, that is. And the statement, verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power. Power has been given to the Lord God of Israel. And the glory and the victory. You think the Lord God of Israel is going to lose? It says, victory has been given to him. Okay? God is to come out the victor. Matter of fact, just staying within Bible content, it says victory is God's. Okay? It says that. Victory is God's, the God of Israel. Okay? Revelation 13:13. And I know you have, some of you, maybe not all, some of you have probably seen the programs on TV where they speak about this one world ruler who is to come, and they show him being an evil man. Some call him the devil, this and that. Nothing like Scripture. Nothing like Scripture. Nothing like the true and real understanding of Scripture. Look at this, Revelation 13:13, and he doeth great wonders. That's what I've been talking about since from the beginning of this program. The great wonders the Lord God of Israel is doing. The wonder in revealing himself. The wonder in putting an end to the mystery of God. The wonder of the object of the statement, the lengthy statement in 1 Chronicles 29 that I've read, I know, two or three times today on this program. These are wonders, people. The object of Scripture is alive and among us and with us. Marvelous things. He doeth great wonders. The things that I'm talking about are the things, the great wonders, that this scripture here in Revelation 13:13 is talking about. Great wonders. Now let me make this clear. Let me read the rest of the verse here and make a statement on it. So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. No, I am not making fire come down from heaven in the sight of men. I'm showing you and telling you the wonders that I'm doing. Okay? All right? Okay. Now, let's move on. First Kings 18:36-37. First Kings 18:36-37. Okay, 1 Kings 18:36-37. Okay. Here is one statement in verse 31, 1 Kings 18:31. I was speaking earlier about the publication of the name of God. Okay, here is what Scripture says to me in the 31st verse at the end of it. 1 Kings chapter 18, I am told Israel shall be thy name. Okay. Now, in verse 36, I'm told this: let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. And that's what I'm doing. I'm letting it be known this day, this time, today, even now, as I speak, that I am God. Making that, following, obeying Scripture. Are you obeying Scripture? If you are obeying Scripture, then you are listening attentively to these words and the things I'm saying. If you are obeying Scripture. If you are not listening to me attentively, then you are not obeying Scripture. Okay? If you're running off at the mouth while I'm talking, you are not obeying Scripture, and you are disrespecting the word of the Lord God of Israel. Now, the Bible does not talk about any other God. Okay? As I've said before, and I'm just going to make the statement and keep going, there is no God going to drop down out the sky and do something here on earth that it says God will do in the Bible. Okay? There's nothing from in the sky anywhere going to drop down here, come to earth, and do anything that's recorded for God to do in the Bible. All right. Okay. Yes, I'm making it known today. Remember the other scriptures I read today? One, Psalm 94, verse 1, that says, to God, show thyself, reveal thyself, make thyself known. And then we went to John 7, verse 4, where it says about God that he speaks about no man, nickname for God. God is seeking to make himself known. He seeks to make himself known. And here, a clear statement to God: let it be known this day that thou art God. Not that something up in the sky is God. Not what I think may be God. No, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel. That's a clear statement. Scripture speaks expressly. Okay? I'm not seeking to imply anything. I'm telling you exactly what I want you to know and what Scripture wants you to know. It tells me this day, let it be known this day that you are God, and I'm obeying that Scripture. That's what I'm talking about right now. I am God, and I'm talking to you, talking to the people of the world. Obeying Scripture. God obeys. Okay, Revelation 15:4, and doesn't look like I'll get to the judgments today. Revelation 15:4, right quickly. Okay, Scripture speaks to me in Revelation 15, verse 4, saying, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. The judgments of God are clear. They are plain, easy to understand. You can read them. They are shown. I have shown you them in the Bible. You can go through the archives, as I've said, and look up find the episodes with the word judgment in its title or in their title, and listen to those programs for the judgment. But a couple of things here. Thou only art holy. Scripture says there is no one else holy right now, today, but the Lord God of Israel. He's the only one. The Scripture says is holy. You may say, okay, what about so and so? No. Thou only art holy. The word only excludes any and everybody else. Thou only art holy, and God only has power to rule right now. Let me read that right quickly. Romans 13. Romans 13, verse 1. Listen to this. There is no power but of God. And who is God? What's his name? Lord God of Israel. Okay? The Bible says there is one God. That one God is the Lord God of Israel. And he's alive. He's talking to you right now today. There is no power but of God. If I have not given you power, if you are sitting in the seat of a king right now, or you are in the position of a king, or queen, or prince of a country, you are illegitimate. You are illegitimate because I have not given you power. Power has been taken from you. Look at this statement, Job 1, verse 21, the statement, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. The old Lord may have set you up, a king, queen, prince of a country. The old Lord may have set you up. It's the old Lord who has put you down, right? I'm the informer. I'm informing you. Scripture says there is no power but of God. Hereby shall you know the living God is among you. Don't miss the upcoming broadcast on the will of God. Don't miss it. Mr. Welch, are you there? Don't miss it while Mr. Welch is coming. Don't miss that. This thought, it's very important. And today I've spoken about marvelous things. I got that as I began to speak. Each of those things that I was speaking about is a marvelous thing. Mr. Welch?
I'm here, Lord God.
Yes, sir. That's the end of the program for today. I'll save the rest of it for next week. Our hour is up. And if you have anything else, do you have anything to say, sir?
Another compelling broadcast. And mm-hmm. I thank you for it. And as we close, I want to let everyone know to... You know, we want to have dialogue. So if you have any questions or comments, please call in. We'd love to hear from you. And I say that in closing. And I bid everyone to have a very constructive day as we continue to do this work, and we will and join us next week. Thank you.
And that's coming from me, too. Thank you.